Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Today we have Anna Maria as our guest, who moved from Colombia to Germany to pursue her master's degree in cultural studies, culture and organization. Anna Maria will share her experience of getting a scholarship to study in Germany, the challenges she faced in finding a shared flat, and her first impressions of life in a new country, all while navigating student life without speaking German. Yet. So Hannah, welcome to our podcast. It's really nice to have you here. Can you maybe tell us from the beginning a bit about yourself? Where in Colombia are you from and what just inspired you to study in Germany?
Hi everyone, I'm Anna. My full name is Anna Maria, but everyone just calls me Anna. I come from Colombia, from a city called Medellin. And I came to Germany because I graduated from my bachelor's in Colombia last year and I was searching for a master's outside of Colombia. Like, I wanted to have that experience, to be outside of my country. And when I was looking for options, I was always very intrigued with Europe and like its education. And also the only way for me to study here was through a scholarship. So I also looked for those options. And it all led me to Germany. Like, here they have many student options and scholarships and fundings. And like, education is it's like free. So yeah, and I also have cousins living here in Germany and they told me like how great it is for students. And then I looked at the program here in Lufana. It's master's in culture and organization. And well, I really liked it and it suited everything I was looking for. And it was in English.
What did you study in Colombia?
I studied anthropology.
At some point it's a little bit connected with the culture.
Yeah.
Why did you choose exact this master program in culture organization at Lufana?
Well, I found it very unique. Like, here the programs are very different to all the other ones I've seen in other universities. Even in Colombia, our programs and our masters tend to be more, what do you say, like a structure, you know, like economics, anthropology, sociology, law. But here you have like these whole programs. Like, I've heard people saying like, oh, study sustainability in blah, 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 in governance, in law. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, like it's very
interdisciplinary.
Yeah, it's very interdisciplinary. So I really like that about my program. And also because also a ballet dancer. I've always been a ballet dancer and I love this type of like institutions, you know, theater, dance. And well, culture and organization, it's all about that, you know, like the organizations behind these sorts of arts.
I have been also a ballet dancer for 12 years in Ukraine.
That's nice.
So you're basically my colleague.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how has your short time in Germany been so far?
It's been rough. Yeah, especially the weather. Like in Colombia, I'm surprised, like many people have told me like they don't really know that much about South America. But in Colombia, we don't have seasons. Mm-hmm. So for me, this whole experience is, well, not new because I've been traveling also during winter. So I know snow and like the cold. But living like during the seasons, it's a different thing. So yeah, that's one thing.
Does this weather gives you headaches?
Yeah, headaches, and I'm always tired.
Oh yeah, that's very common here.
Yeah, like I always want to sleep. I want to stay in bed all day. Well, definitely the language. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a huge barrier. And I didn't think that much of it when I was in Colombia. Like, I thought, you know what? The master's is in English and also my cousin's here. And I also have a German friend. And they told me like, well, you know, young people, they all speak English.
You can make it without German.
You can make it without German. You learn it in time, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. But like, once you get here,
it hit you.
hits you, you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I really need German, like, especially for everyday things, supermarkets, transportation, I don't know, everything. So it's been a huge barrier for me. Even I've been trying to learn German, but it takes time. It's just not, not fast. It's a difficult language. I'm sorry, it is.
But how did you feel during your first weeks in Germany? What was it, what you expected?
I don't know. Right now, not really. I wouldn't say it was what I expected because I wasn't expected anything. Like I came here with no expectation. I don't like having expectations before.
But usually you have like so much motivation. You're moving to the new country. That's what I had. Like, oh, I will have so many possibilities here. But in the end, it just hits you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, when I came here, I was like, well, it's for the best. It's for my future. Like, I want to have as many open doors as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I'm going to live in Colombia or if I live in Germany or in another country. So, yeah, I'm still with very, very high hopes and expectations. And I mean, it's a great country. But yeah, it's still hitting me. Like, I'm still in a cultural shock. I think it takes time.
It will take time.
Yeah.
Maybe not even 1 year. Okay, like since you do not speak German yet, how has that impacted your experience so far, just from the beginning?
Well, from the beginning, I would say like even being in Colombia, looking for a room here was from the beginning very hard because it didn't matter if I told them like, hey, I speak English. Well, I'm talking about WGG Süd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the student dorms, like WGG Süd and all those student pages. Like, it didn't matter that I told them, like, hey, I speak English, blah, 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 I'm learning German. They didn't respond. So I began to think, like, maybe they aren't responding to me because I don't speak German. So from even before coming here, I was, like, experiencing, like, the language barrier. And then coming here for everything, the supermarket, like, when the cashier is telling me something and I'm like, huh? Then I've learned like, oh, they ask me like if I want the receipt or not, or yeah. Also in the trains, because you think like the train stations could be in English, but they're not. Like
in Hamburg, they can be.
In Hamburg, they can be, but you need to know what word in German it means for everything. So
what is your impression of the German education system so far compared to Colombia, especially when you studied in Colombia, the bachelor program there?
Yeah, I studied in Colombia my bachelor's. Well, I was very scared because obviously I come from a developing country, you know, from the third world. And sometimes people tend to think like education there and everything in the third world is bad. People sometimes have that mindset. And I was kind of scared because, you know, you always think like, oh, Europe, the best education ever. Like they have the best quality education. So I was a little bit scared. But once I got here, I noticed like, wow, I had a really good education and like I'm in the same level as my other peers. So I was secured. I was feeling fine. And I noticed that, I don't know if it's in all the programs or in all universities, but the learning structure was very similar to what I had in Colombia. So like I have like small groups, like small classes. We all talk. So like the professor talks about a topic, they give us a text, we discuss it, we do activities. So yeah, I really like it because I feel like it's similar to what I've learned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not used to, you know, those big rooms with like 60 people and just a professor talking. No.
But you do not have any vorlesungs, it's like lectures with many people?
No.
Yeah, because master programs, they have much, much less students.
Yeah, in the master's, it's only like 20, 25 people.
Okay, I understood. Because in the bachelor programs here, like 150 students.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was very big difference when I came from Ukraine. Usually every seminar had been graded and very strictly. Mm-hmm. If you haven't answered any questions, you are going into minus of your points. And in the end, it will be very hard to catch up then on the exam. Oh, so here for me, it was very chill and But I guess it was very different in Colombia. You have not been graded.
Well, yeah. Also in Colombia, it depends on like university and the program. I know like science or engineering programs are graded and are taught very differently than social sciences and humanities.
How have you found this very, I would say, difficult process of making friends or connecting with the others?
Yeah. it's also hard, mm-hmm. you know, and I was talking about that this weekend with a friend, and mm-hmm. I told her, she speaks Spanish. She's mm-hmm. German, but she speaks Spanish. So we always talk in Spanish. And I told her, like, oh, it's a shame because I feel like in Spanish, I'm very funny. Like, I'm an extrovert. Like, I feel like I can talk about everything. Like,
funny, smart.
Yeah, smart, I know. And then when I talk in English, like, doesn't matter how well my English is, like, I feel I'm very, like, an introvert, especially here, because I don't know how people is going to react to some comments or like some jokes. Mm-hmm. So making friends, I think it's a progress. I don't think it's been really difficult because I do think it's about time and patience. Like, you don't make a friend like on just one day. Like, mm-hmm. it takes time. But I've been very fortunate that everyone that I've met here and in my classes, they're very, very nice.
What has been the most surprising for you, or maybe interesting cultural difference that you have encountered?
Oh, wow. So many things. I think maybe, well, what I think everyone's been talking about that, like recycling. Like, recycling here, it's a very, a very important thing, like very strict. Like, once I was going to throw away like some package and I didn't know in which bin to throw it. And someone was like, no, stop it.
Really?
Wait, don't throw in that one. And I was like, oh, sorry. So, yeah, like they here take it very seriously.
I've never met such crazy people yet here in Germany.
Yeah. I guess also the food. It's always like a difference. But what I found more interesting was that the stereotype outside of Germany you have like of Germans is not the same anymore. Like, people tend to think about Germans like, no, sausages, bread. But now I found out like so many new generations are vegetarian and mm-hmm. vegan, and they're advocating for this. So I'm like, oh, wow, very interesting. Like, how this new generation is trying to be mm-hmm. Very different.
I had such stereotype that all Germans, they're very punctual. They're always coming on time. To be honest, this stereotype very faded very much.
Yeah, that stereotype, it's also not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think another big cultural shock is how mechanized everything it is here. Like, for me, for example, in Colombia, we don't have dishwashers. That's a luxury.
That's true. In Ukraine, it's the same.
That's like, I can only think about like one person that I've ever seen in Colombia without a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And here's like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so is everything, you know, like the pots, the vacuum, you know, it's like a very nice vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Here's like everything is very mechanized. And I mean, it's been a shock for me because I also been doing things very differently. So to learn all of these new things and like how to use the dishwasher, how to use the washing machine, which are very different from Colombia, where I'm like right now, they also use a dryer.
Yeah, that's actually very nice things. Germans, they're just trying to settle their household as easy as possible, to make it as easy as possible. It's like not for us. In Ukraine, we make it as cheaper as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah. Also, I think in Colombia, it doesn't matter because of the weather. You know, you can wash your clothes and you can hang them and the next day they will be completely dried. So
I guess it would be very nice to move to our next topic of finding the flat here.
Yeah.
Can you please tell your story to the audience?
Well, so I got the acceptance letter that was like June. Mm-hmm. Or something. I also got the scholarship because I did come with a scholarship here in like July. So I started like immediately looking for a room because mm-hmm. I was told like, you have to look. Mm-hmm. You will see how difficult it is in Germany to find a room. So I was like, okay, I'll start looking in July. And I applied to the student dorms.
Mm-hmm.
I also started looking in WG Süd. Time went by and I had nothing and I was very worried. And then October came and my flight was in October. So I was very worried. But then University Asta, they did this like couch surfing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied to it. They responded me with an email just saying like, we have a bed for you. Take it or leave it. Like with no info, no pictures. I had no idea who the people were, like nothing. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, should I do it or not? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. If it's terrible, like I'm just going to leave. And yeah. And I did it. It turned out really nice. The people were very nice, but it was difficult because they didn't know me. I didn't know them. Like it was a surprise for both. So yeah, I stayed there. I stayed there October for a few weeks because they were expecting also a girl from, I think, Turkey. So they told me like, hey, yeah, you can stay here for a few weeks. And for me, it was a surprise because I was trying, I tried to make it sense, like, how can I pay them, you know? And they told me like, no, no, this was voluntary. We applied to this voluntarily, so you don't have to pay us. So that was really nice. And I was like, I'm very glad that I found that. But then I knew that I had to look for another place. And the student dorms, nothing. Like I have still emails saying like, oh, you're still on the waiting list. I know that happens. I know a girl, she told me like, she graduated from university like a year ago and she's still on the waiting list.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, fine. Since I come from a big city and Colombians are very loud, that was also a very big cultural shock for me. I got immediately from like a big city, loud, party, noise, everyone making noise since like from like 6 a.m. to like 10 p.m. And then I got here to Lüneburg and it was quiet and like very calm. And I think it really made me think like, well, should I live here or should I live in Hamburg? Because I don't really mind the commute, you know? When you come from big cities, when you say like, oh, it took me 1 hour, 1 hour 15, it's like normal because yeah, that's how commute is in big cities. So I was like, okay, I guess I could find something in Hamburg, but it's also very difficult, very, very expensive. I found a room, but yeah, it's difficult there because I'm living like with a family and yeah, I'm trying to get out of there. So I'm still looking for a place. And in Vegege Sud is difficult because I guess they try to find someone. I think it's also cultural here. Like they don't want, people here don't want someone just to rent the room, you know, just to...
They want a friend.
Exactly. They want a friend or like a more like a family member. Yeah. Like when I talk to my friends, they're like, oh, my roommates are like my family. Like we do all these things together. We go to the cinema. We do picnics. We go on trips together. So I think that's also like a big, big problem because yeah, I don't fit in many things they want. I don't speak German, but it's okay. I know.
I mean,
something.
I hope you will find as soon as possible something.
Yeah, something will come out. I know.
You mentioned very shortly that you are trying to learn German. Any tips, strategies?
Oh no, it's hard. Even like I've learned French, but I think French is more similar to Spanish than German. Yeah. German is, it's hard. I would say like just listen to music. I had a friend of mine, she made me a Spotify playlist with German songs. I think that could help. I was also trying to like watch Netflix shows in German. I think just getting used to it, you know, and speak because the only way on learning a language is speaking and talking. But
yeah, but still without knowing enough grammar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what I try to is like in small things, like in the supermarket or in the bus, or if someone says like, moin, moin, just those little steps, just baby steps going one step by step. So yeah, but grammar, like I'm right now with like a course from the scholarship. It was like a 3 month course. It was free from the scholarship and I took it, but it was online and I don't really like it online because online you don't get to learn that much. And I actually had to do a test yesterday and I submitted it and the professor said like, it's really bad. Like your grammar, Your grammar was very, very bad. I'm gonna give you another chance to submit it because you made many mistakes. So I was like, well, yeah, damn, like grammar.
But which level was that? A1?
Yeah, A1.
Have you tried maybe to apply to our university courses?
Yeah, I was going to, but since I didn't know how difficult it was going to be, like the classes and like the schedules, I was like, you know what, I'm going to take it slowly, maybe next semester. Now that I see that I can like handle all the lectures and the readings, I think I'm going to apply next semester.
Because usually it's very big queues for such courses.
Like I know. So many people have been telling me that.
You also mentioned about the scholarships. To be honest, I've never heard as an international student that another international student can get scholarship from Germany.
Yeah.
Can you maybe explain?
Well, this one is like a partnership from the DAAD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the German...
Wait, let me try to search in the internet. Ah,
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That,
yeah. Yeah, it's like something, academical exchange programs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very big. I guess it's also one of the biggest one in the world. Like they provide many, many scholarships from many people around the world. So this one was like a partnership between the DAAD
mm-hmm.
and an institution from Colombia. So it's like half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But applying to the DAAD is actually very easy. Like you just have to look on the requirements of your country because each country has its own requirements. Like it's not that for the globe and like the whole mm-hmm. world. Like you have to look the requirements on your country and also on your program. So it's different if you're from architecture or if you're from music or engineering or social sciences.
You went through some interviews. So they chose you or they just give help to everyone? Provide help?
I didn't do interviews. It was all like online, like your CV, your motivational letter, I did TOEFL, mm-hmm. TOEFL exam. Your grades, your previous grades. Well, in my case, because I did my bachelor's in Colombia, so my previous grades, my diploma from my bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I think the most important thing is the motivation letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you have to show why you really want to study here. And why you deserve this scholarship.
But did you know about this DAAD before enrolling to the German universities or you were searching for it?
No, I knew of it.
And you applied only for this scholarship, not others?
No, I also applied, but it was not just here in Germany. I also applied for the Erasmus Mundus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this one, yeah. I think I only stick to those two because at some point I was also going to apply for another one in the Netherlands, another one like the UK. The UK has also a very popular one. The, mm-hmm. It's also from the government.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, I only stick with Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess time tells that we can move to our last questions. And one of the last questions I would have to you. What advice would you give to the international students thinking about the moving to Germany?
Learn German before coming here. That's what I've been telling everyone because also from my city, people have been telling me like, oh, I always wanted to go to Germany because it's a really attractive country for mm-hmm. Foreigners. And I always tell them like, please, please learn German. Even if it's just Duolingo or like watching shows. I think that's my biggest advice, just learn German. Also, Germans are... That's actually also a stereotype that I found that it's incorrect. Germans are very nice.
Yeah.
Germans are very, very nice. Like, well, of course you can meet someone like very angry or like an old lady yelling at you, but that happens in every country, I guess. But usually like young people or like right now I was in the train coming from Hamburg to here mm-hmm. and the lady like checked my Deutschland ticket mm-hmm. and she was like, oh, you speak Spanish. And she started speaking Spanish to me. Aww. Like she was very nice. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's also a stereotype that you have not to be afraid of. Germans are very friendly.
Mm-hmm. What is one German habit or tradition you would want to adopt?
How they are like, how can I put it in words? Like so relaxed?
Yeah, I guess.
but more in like your image or like your personal image, because I don't know if you know or if someone hearing us knows, but in Latin America, especially mm-hmm. in Colombia, for us women and even men, your personal image is very important. Mm-hmm. So you always have to look nice. You always have to have your nails very nice.
Yeah.
You have to like wax your armpits or like do your makeup. Like, I don't care about that. Like, I've always been very relaxed, but you always felt that burden like on your shoulders. Like, oh, like my hair is not really nice today. Oh my God, everyone's staring at me. And here I found like nobody gives a shit. Yeah. Like, you can just walk and nobody cares if your shoes are dirty, if your hair is greasy.
If you're barefoot even.
Yeah. Like, they're so relaxed, like, they don't care. So I think that's what I really want to adopt. Like, I think they care for more important things, you know? Like, they give the space and the room for more important things than just shoes or your makeup.
Yeah, they just do not care about the other's opinion.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think maybe they're just even too confident.
Yeah. They're very confident.
Yeah.
They are.
I would really like to adopt this this habit, because coming from Ukraine, where also all women, they have to look very good.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. Yeah. It's crazy.
So I guess we are coming to an end. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with the audience and with me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was very helpful. Very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Maria, and everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leufana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.